talked about the horrific New York shooter that was trying to get to the NFL offices. I couldn't believe when I saw this tweet. Skip Bayless, who's been largely irrelevant since he was let go by Fox, tweeted, "Thank God the New York City shooter apparently took the wrong bank of elevators and didn't make it to the NFL floors." What? He reportedly bizarrely blamed the NFL for what he believed to be his CTE suffered from playing high school football. He killed people.
Well, I mean, it's pretty insensitive.
How is there a good floor to go
there's,
to?
There's no good outcome when four people are murdered by a gunman. Just
not that bright.
Yeah. How about you just skip, throw your phone away? You know, we don't need to see your tweets. I think your time has come and passed.
Well, is he saying that because if he had gotten to the correct floor, he would have killed more people? He could have killed 100.
I don't know. I read it and I was like, I can't believe he's saying he would rather have these people die on that floor versus the NFL die.
I don't think anybody died on the 33rd floor. I think
he died on the 33rd floor.
He died. He took the, in the lobby.
He got to the 33rd floor. I think he murdered one person there and then killed himself, from what I read.
Yeah, I think Skip's just saying it could have been a complete bloodbath in the NFL office.
Yeah. That's what I took from it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Of course, it's awful.
The whole thing's weird. Like, he's going to go on a spree, kills a couple, and then goes up there and just that quickly gives himself up. I don't know. It's kind of weird. And how do you shoot yourself in the chest with a weapon like that? I don't even know how you do that. I wouldn't know.
It's terrible.
I don't get the whole thing.
But hey, what do you think's going through his mind when he's driving from Vegas to New York?
I don't know. You leave your car there. Like, I'll never see that again.
I mean, he's going on a suicide mission. He knows it the whole time.
I guess they say they never disclosed what it was, but they said he had, I guess, documented mental health issues. You know.
Yes.
Immediately they said that. So I don't know what they were. I mean, I know he blamed CTE or whatever, but I don't know what they were. Like, was he schizophrenic? Or I have no idea.
I don't know. I thought when I read it, I was like, "Oh, you could interpret it different ways." You're right. Maybe saying it would have been a larger bloodbath, but
yeah.
Well, how did you interpret it? Just because the
when I first read it, I was like, "Whoa, he's kind of like saying that." Like he's valuing the NFL lives more than the other lives.
No, I'm sure he didn't mean that.
No, I think he was saying that if he had got to another floor with more people, he would have killed those people, and there would have been 30 or 40 dead.
Yeah.
As opposed to four.
Right.
That's the way I take it. It's an awful story. Horrible.
What's going on with the tsunamis? Are they still coming, do we miss all that?
I think
that window done?
I believe there was a warning put out, and now it's been reduced to whatever the level is below warning.
I mean, at some point, I thought they said like 15 waves in one. I don't know if it's Japan or Hawaii, but like 15 waves that were sort of attributed to that had come through. Now, I don't think any of them were like some of these catastrophic ones that we've seen, you know, in years past. But like, sometimes they'll say, "Oh, watch out for a tsunami," and they're like, "Oh yeah, it was 6 inches higher this time."
Right.
I think these were like maybe 10 or 12 feet higher, if not more. But I don't think it was like wiped out a town of people.
Right.
No, I just see minor injuries, damage and minor injuries.
But it is mind-blowing to me that people are just, I guess there was a big wave contest. I'm sure you guys saw the same video. And I think it was in Hawaii, and they were just still hanging out. And I think they had plenty of warning that a tsunami was coming, but they're into big waves. So some of them were running towards it.
That I don't understand. That's hard to comprehend.
Yeah, because it's the unknown. You don't know, right?
If I hear tsunami warning,
I am
so far inland.
Yeah.
I remember being trained remembering that catastrophic tsunami of 10, 15 years ago, wherever that was. There was one in particular that wiped out a whole town. I can't remember where it was.
Was it Thailand, maybe?
Maybe it was in Thailand.
I'm not 100% sure on that.
And the one thing they say you learn is when there's a big receding, I don't know, when all of a sudden the ocean recedes, watch out.
It's coming.
That was the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami, claimed 230,000 lives.
That's
230,000.
I mean, you can't even wrap your brain around that.
It's incomprehensible.
Yeah.
That loss of life.
I'm seeing here that the Hawaii tsunami warning was downgraded to advisory.
Right.
But it was an 8.8 magnitude.
I mean, that's a big one. That's a big earthquake.
That's a big
boy.
Yeah, I mean, it's affecting Russia. Northern California, Hawaii. Yeah, it's a big deal.
By the way, Valdez, we didn't talk about this yet, did we? That Isaiah Likely went down. Did we talk about this yet? No. I guess maybe he won't be ready for week one or anything, but it's not going to be a season-ending thing, right? He's got a small foot fracture, went down yesterday in practice.
Last play of practice in one-on-ones, and then he was carted off. Harbaugh said afterwards that he rolled his ankle. They're going to do an MRI this today, and then it's just reported that he has a
small foot fracture.
Foot fracture.
Mm. So it's bad, but not catastrophic.
I think a lot of people are estimating maybe week six he'll be back.
Ooh, that's a
substantial
loss. Yeah,
it takes about 6 to 12 weeks for a foot.
Isn't
fracture
he also
heal.
In the process of inking an extension too?
There are rumblings that they're going to ink an extension.
Okay,
something around the $12 million a year.
It's pretty good.
So last year, Likely had 42 catches for almost 500 yards, 6 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had a touchdown in the playoffs against the Bills. So
in steps Charlie Kohler.
He's a good young player. Valdez hit me to him before he broke out, which I appreciated a few years ago.
Apparently Dan Quinn enjoyed the interview.
Oh, very good. Well, we enjoyed having him.
Somebody was definitely, the guy, the PR guy, or whatever, is definitely, I think, was handing him a card to say, 100%. Pointing at our names.
100%.
Yeah, there's no way. Yeah, Cakes.
Yeah, he's no
he's
way he knows.
At EB. No. Pointing, and so
I was going to say, because when, no he, said, he, when he said EB, I said, oh, my, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
He's listening every morning.
But Dan Quinn, we've seen him in pressers and with the media. He makes a point of addressing journalists by name.
But I just don't think he has time to
journalists
listen.
Journalists and AWOD, because remember when Adam asked him a question, he was like,
it's impressive.
Yeah. Good question, Adam.
Yeah. He cares about people's names. I do to an extent.
I'm just
mad
at
it. There are some people still wandering around these hallways that I don't know their names.
That was a Cal Ripken hallmark, too.
Yeah.
Like certain people.
Cal's good at that.
When they get interviewed, they would use the person's name.
Right.
Let's go to Maureen. Hey, Maureen. Longtime listener. How are you?
Hey guys, I literally just pulled over. I'm driving for work down towards Richmond, and I was like, I got to pull over to the rest stop and call you guys. But that interview was so great, and you were just referencing it. But that's 100% what struck me when all of a sudden he's saying, "Hey, EB, hey, Kate." I mean, just what a change, and just so excited for this next season. And I remember Feinstein specifically talking about that, you know, every Friday. Just what a difference. The ownership, when they address the media, Dan Quinn, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's
night and day.
I love it. Yeah. It's night and day. Yeah.
Culture has completely changed.
I wanted to ask him is, how do you wrap your brain around the fact that, I mean, there's no way you're gonna be like 90% on fourth down again. There's no way we're going to win 6 games in a row in the last possession.
Possession, right.
Like, I know we're better. But that's like it's unsustainable.
There might be some regression there. That's only natural.
Yeah, but part of, at least for one season and in college, part of Jaden's ability is being able to perform in the clutch. Like, giving him the ball at the end of the game, I'd feel more confident than not that he's going to deliver.
Yeah, I just don't feel confident that we're going to convert all those fourth downs.
I'm pretty confident
when you have Jaden, they'll convert a lot of them.
When you have Jaden,
it's a cheat code quarterback.
I understand.
That helps you pick up that short yardage that you need, and sometimes longer yardage.
Right.
He wasn't picking up just fourth and ones all the time.
Okay.
But I like that DQ, he just goes for it. He takes them out of his pants and he puts them on the table. By the way, speaking of that, Valdez, can you go back and substitute Dan Quinn's name in for all of my Ben Johnson love during the offseason? Because I'm in the tank for DQ. Even though Ben Johnson was my guy, I love me some DQ. He's my guy. He's here now. Ben Johnson, he's a little fling. Now he's in Chicago. Who cares about him?
You are the king of 180s.
I never really wanted Ben Johnson.
You are the king of that.
I will be honest. I was smitten by Ben Johnson and his high-flying offense.
It's a weasel.
Hey, can I explain?
It's kind of a weasel.
Yeah. Can I explain the one-score fourth-quarter regression?
Sure.
To people a little bit better? It's not that Jaden will fail on a game-winning or game-tying drive. It's that in these one-score games, Jaden and the team may not be in the position to win or tie on a fourth quarter drive because maybe the defense they allow the other team's offense to chew more clock. So the situation is still the same where it is a one-score game late in the fourth quarter, but the scenario isn't always the same. For instance, if Jaden Daniels gets the ball with 2 minutes to go and it's like the Eagles game, well, what if it's the Eagle game scenario all over and there's only 15 seconds left? Like, that's how you would regress in these fourth quarter games.
Well, of course, if there's 15 seconds left, the chance of you succeeding is very, very low. Of course.
I know, but I'm saying these...
But I'm saying there's going to be times where it's the last possession, Matt. There's 2 minutes left, and we just fail.
That's true, too, but it's also... It's the same stat. So if you lose by three to the Cowboys, mm-hmm. you know, on paper, if Jaden gets the ball with 15 seconds left... It's not necessarily
right. I hear what you're
able
saying.
To do, and you
it's
can't
not
be heroic.
Apples to apples,
but,
for sure.
but it's still a fourth quarter, you know, loss in a one score game.
Understood. I'm just saying, all things being equal, though, like, I just don't think we're going to be able to convert.
You're saying you're not going to get the breaks that you had. The number of breaks you had last year.
Yeah, I mean,
year.
I thought we ran hot.
There were 20 for 23, yeah. which was 87% on fourth.
Which
downs.
Is by far the best. Yeah. The okay, league
second place was 72%.
What if they slip back to 80%, 78 to 80%?
I think
that's
that
still pretty damn good.
That would still be a league record before last year. I think they were, like, above and beyond normal. I think they blew away the record.
They did at 87%, but there were three teams in the 70s. All really good teams. Eagles, Chiefs, Bills. Yeah.
You just have to come
all
to
with
grips
really
with
good quarterbacks.
Jaden Daniels is that good. Yeah. Jaden Daniels is that special.
Remember, I have zero doubts about him. Zero.
Remember there were some times where it was fourth and seven, mm-hmm. fourth and nine. I mean, it's fourth and one's okay.
Yeah.
Doable. But there we had some long fourth down
right.
conversions. Mm-hmm. Maybe, I mean, those are the ones that probably
come
back down.
And those are typically
down.
The ones where he just took off running.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm bullish. I'm just also a little bit scared. I am bullish. I mean, I think we're a better football team for sure on paper until we start losing guys. For sure, we're better.
Well, I mean, it's an old team, so don't be surprised if there are some key injuries to some of the older players.
I don't mind little nicks. I just don't. We can't afford like losing guys for the year.
Right.
You know, especially any of our top guys.
Well. Can't control that.
What was your interpretation of what he said about Marshawn Lattimore, your guy?
Extreme competitor.
I mean, I don't know what else you wanted him to say.
Healthy.
You tried to get something out of him. When we went to the happy hour, you tried to get something out of him on Marshawn there.
Yeah, I wanted to just find out how he looked.
Mm-hmm.
And, he skirted it. He didn't really want to talk about it. But, I mean, it seems like... And it's not just from what Dan said. I mean, from everyone that's out at camp, the media, they say he looks great. Secondary looks great.
Yeah, the secondary saying is markedly improved. I haven't heard that Marshawn in particular looks great, but I've heard that he certainly looks healthier.
Yeah, I saw Scott Abraham have a conversation with him, and he said that he's felt himself since minicamp.
His hamstring's good.
Uh-huh.
Squared away there.
All right, good.
That's good.
Should give you some confidence.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
Hey, some of the games they wouldn't even throw his way. And then he faced.
That was one game.
And then he faced.
One game against New Orleans.
Right. Then he faced. You know,
A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown and Mike Evans. It was a different story.
He looked like
but those guys are great.
They're going to beat a lot of corners.
Exactly.
I know.
But you're right. I mean, Lattimore did not play well.
But he was getting smoked.
He didn't play well.
He didn't look like the guy that. I don't think they got the guy.
But he's
they
also
they
motivated.
Were. Okay, all right.
You know, he's motivated.
You can be motivated all you want. If you're broken, you're broken.
Well, if he's broken, then
I feel like he got smoked by, like, beaten by 10, 15 yards. He was,
it's hard
like,
to get
right
beat
there.
When you're grabbing him.
Right, he's very physical.
You can't get beat by 15 yards when you jump on top of the guy.
He's a physical corner.
Yeah.
He's a competitor.
Yeah, I like
Coach
that.
Coach Quinn just told us.
Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. Coming up next, we'll open up EB's Entertainment page here on The Junkies.